210. O ye roses in the garden of God's love, O ye bright lamps in the assemblage of his knowledge. May the soft breathings of God pass over you. May the glory of God illumine the horizon of your hearts. Ye are the waves of the deep sea of knowledge. Ye are the massed armies on the plains of certitude. Ye are the stars in the skies of God's compassion. Ye are the stones that put the people of perdition to flight. Ye are clouds of divine pity over the gardens of life. Ye are the abundant grace of God's oneness that is shed upon the essences of all created things. On the outspread tablet of this world, ye are the verses of his singleness, and atop lofty palace towers, ye are the banners of the Lord. In his bowers are ye the blossoms and sweet-smelling herbs, in the rose garden of the Spirit, the nightingales that utter plaintive cries. Ye are the birds that soar upward into the firmament of knowledge, the royal falcons on the wrists of God. Why then are ye quenched? Why silent? Why leaden and dull? Ye must shine forth like the lightning, and raise up a clamouring like unto the great sea. Like a candle must ye shed your light, and even as the soft breezes of God must ye blow across the world. Even as sweet breaths from heavenly bowers, as musk-laden winds from the gardens of the Lord, must ye perfume the air for the people of knowledge. And even as the splendours shed by the true sun, must ye illumine the hearts of humankind. For ye are the life-laden winds, ye are the jessamine scents from the gardens of the saved. Bring then life to the dead, and awaken those who slumber. In the darkness of the world be ye radiant flames. In the sands of perdition be ye wellsprings of the water of life. Be ye guidance from the Lord God. Now is the time to serve. Now is the time to be on fire. Know ye the value of this chance, this favourable juncture that is limitless grace, ere it slip from your hands. Soon will our handful of days, our vanishing life, be gone, and we shall pass empty-handed into the hollow that is dug for those who speak no more. Wherefore must we bind our hearts to the manifest beauty, and cling to the lifeline that faileth never. We must gird ourselves for service, kindle love's flame, and burn away in its heat. We must loose our tongues till we set the wide world's heart afire, and with bright rays of guidance blot out the armies of the night, and then, for his sake, on the field of sacrifice, fling down our lives. Thus let us scatter over every people the treasured gems of the recognition of God, and with the decisive blade of the tongue and the sure arrows of knowledge, let us defeat the hosts of self and passion, and hasten onward to the site of martyrdom, to the place where we die for the Lord. And then, with flying flags and to the beat of drums, let us pass into the realm of the All-Glorious and join the company on high. Well is it with the doers of great deeds.